Who is Lab Goff and why are their putters so amazing? Stay tuned to the podcast and find out.
Welcome to the Go Forth and Golf Podcast, where you can listen to everything related to the game of golf. Golf tips to help you improve your golf game, entertaining interviews, discussions about the latest in golf equipment, and so much more. Now, here is your host, PGA professional, Steve Goforth.
Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. I am really, really excited to bring this podcast to you because Sam Hahn, the CEO of Lab Goff, is my guest today. And I'm very, very honored that he came on the show. Lab Goff is making a tremendous impact in the world of golf equipment right now. And they have a putter out there, or several putters, that are just absolutely revolutionizing how you roll the golf ball. There have been a lot of tour players who have experienced really good success. One of those is Lucas Glover. We talk a little bit about that in this podcast. Sam dives into so many different things about the team that he's put together that makes these fantastic putters, the concept behind the putters, how the technology works, how it's going to improve you as a golfer, and then their approach to making the game easier. We talk about so many other things in this podcast. You definitely want to listen up. And again, a tremendous honor that Sam took time out of his day to come on the podcast to talk about their wonderful, wonderful product. So without further ado, let's jump right into the conversation I had with Sam Hahn, the CEO of Lab Goff. Sam, how are you? I greatly appreciate you coming to the podcast.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I'm doing pretty good today.
Good. So we're going to dive into what Lab Goff is all about. What inspired you guys to create Lab Goff, and what sets your putters apart from other brands that are out there in the market?
Well, the inspiration on my side of it to create Lab was that I came across a product that just blew my mind. I had a profound experience with a putter that at the time was called the Reno, that most people now know as the Directed Force 2.1. So that was a putter that employed technology called lie angle balance technology, which was invented by a guy named Bill Pressey. And Bill started a company, and was selling the Reno putter. I bought one, the head fell off of it, and I had to send it back. At that point, Bill reached out to, arrange the repair and everything like that. And we just became friends. And then, I just saw that this putter was so much better than people realized. I'm a big mouth, so I wanted to tell the world about it. I partnered with Bill, and we created Lab Goff together.
Nice. Well, can you walk me through the technology behind the putter design, and particularly the lie angle balance system?
Yeah. So historically, you go to you go putt, and go to a putter fitting. One of the things they're going to talk about is the amount of toe hang that a given player performs best with. So, presumably, being a golf podcast, I imagine most of your listeners know the terms toe hang, face balance, things like that. But right. Basically, if the shaft is resting parallel to the ground, just kind of on your finger, a face balance putter, the face will point to the sky. The toe hang putter will point with the toe down or maybe 45 degrees down. The theory has been that, everybody's sort of different biomechanic makeup has tendencies that will be either exacerbated or, whatever with different types of toe hang, or as we refer to it, a different torque profile. Mm-hmm. What lie angle balance does is simply eliminate that variable from the question. The putter is designed to literally self-square. It's designed to seek square to the plane. So when you pull a putter back with conventional putters, most of us have felt, that little wiggle, that little fight. What lie angle balance does is it eliminates that. The putter goes back real smooth, it goes through real smooth, and you don't have to manipulate the putter with your hands, which now all of a sudden makes putting a lot more like, you know, every other stroke sport. You know, like in a dart, if you're throwing a dart, you don't have to worry about, you know, controlling, you know, the dart from, like, if imagine throwing a dart if it only had, you know, 1.5 fletchings on it. You know, it'd be all over the place. We'd have to make all kinds of compensating motions in order to, you know, hopefully predict how it's going to fly all crooked. We do the same thing with putting, and it's hard. And so lab just kind of makes it a little easier.
So does it matter whether the golfer likes to have a little arc to their putting stroke, or they prefer to be straight back, straight through? Does that matter? Because I come from a world of putter fitting years ago, back in the mid to late 90s. I worked for Slazenger Golf back then, and we kind of revolutionized putter fitting at that time. Kirk Curry was a gentleman's name that kind of helped design the putters for us. And we really relied heavily on trying to determine, are they an arc star? Are they straight back, straight through? And then that kind of helped us with the toe hang or the face balance. How does your putter work in regards to that? And do they have to be a certain style or putting stroke style either way?
No, they don't. I mean, that's kind of the beauty. It works well for anybody. The putter's designed to stay square to an arc, regardless of the depth of that arc. Nice. Now, if somebody comes to me with face rotation in excess of that arc, they may struggle at first, but the coolest thing that we see is that the putter literally leads you to squaring that up by doing nothing. Like, just use it for 2 weeks. You know, if you have the opportunity, go measure yourself, you know, go measure your face to path ratio. And then, you know, come back 2 weeks later and do the same thing, and you will see that your face to path is tighter. So no, it doesn't matter. Most of the time when people start getting, you know, real rotate-y with the face or get the arc, you know, super deep, generally this is how they have taught themselves to compensate for the fight, for the torque fight. And so again, give it a couple weeks and the fight just kind of goes away and people's strokes just straighten themselves out all by themselves. Ideally, we want everybody, you know, the face aside, we want the shaft traveling on plane.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want the path of the shaft to be curving or arcing or anything like that. Ideally we want that to be just straight on plane, and that just makes, people more consistent day to day. You know, if your shaft is on plane, you know, let's say your ball position changes a half a ball, you know, from one day to the next without you knowing it. The impact of that's going to be significantly less if you're on plane. And then, you know, lab just kind of helps lead people to that on plane stroke.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from golfers and how it's improved their putting performance?
Like nothing I've ever seen before.
Nice.
Truly. It's absolutely nuts. I mean, We have a thread on Golf WRX that's been going for a few years now, with the original member test of the directed force 2.1. It's still going. It has thousands of comments, and you know, I read this stuff all the time. And if you go read the new release of the new whatever, I won't call anybody out specifically, but any of the mainstream putters, the comments that you see are like, oh, it fits my eye really well. You know, the sound and feel is really good. I think I'm putting a nice roll on it. You know, just like fairly subjective, you know, points that people make about it. If you jump onto our thread, I've never made so many putts in my life. My handicap is dropping. I just broke the record for my fewest putts in a round. I've never made so many putts inside 10 feet, like objective, real things. Like, you know, putters have gotten, there's been so little technology in putters in the last 60 years that we've just gotten comfortable, you know, sort of judging them basically based on, you know, the experience that you have in the first 5 putts that you hit.
Right.
You know, if you like looking at it, you like holding it, you like showing it off, whatever it is, it ain't about the performance. It's been so long since a putter review has been truly about performance. And if you look at our stuff, I mean, the feedback's nuts, just absolutely nuts.
No doubt about it. I mean, I tell students all the time, like, listen, you'll go spend $600 on a driver, but you use your putter more than any other club in your bag. why not go and spend that kind of money for a putter? Because that's the most, in my opinion, the most valuable and important club in your bag.
For sure. And like a lot of our fans, you know, like, you know, we have ads all over the, you know, the internet and everything. And we get, you know, some trolls here and there and be like, you know, way overpriced. And then people jump in there and say just that. It's like, yeah, you know, how many times have you spent $700 on a driver in the last 5 years? And the answer is usually 3 or 4. And now in defense of those who are concerned about spending that kind of money on a putter, with a driver, you bring your driver, you know, to the fitting, it goes 255 yards, and then the new one goes 265. Bam, it's over.
Yeah.
You're getting a new driver. With a putter, it's more subtle. And so spending that kind of money on something that historically doesn't give you the gains that a new driver does is a scary thing to do. And it's very difficult for people to accept that our technology really is that different and that it really is worth the money. So without our technology, I get it. I get why people are, you know, apprehensive about spending it, because anybody who's played golf cycles through putters probably more than any club in their bag.
Yeah.
So if you're going to drop $700 on one, it's kind of scary. It better work. And, you know, fortunately, there's enough folks around using these things that are, you know, having their own experiences, making it very clear that they do indeed work.
What type of research and development goes into the design of your putters? And, you know, how do you ensure that you have that high level of quality and durability?
I mean, that's a big question. So we have a team of engineers and machinists. We do all of our prototyping in-house. The good news is that we've got our thing, right? It's lie angle balance. So no matter what, that's the starting place. So that sort of eliminates right off the bat all kinds of other design features that we may or may not, you know, include into future designs, because that's the starting point. but I mean, all of it's extremely important to us. We've to date done a very good job of sourcing everything locally. All the stuff's made in the United States. Our QC process is unlike anything anywhere in golf. And so, yeah, I mean, I guess the short answer is with really smart people and then a group of people that are committed to making sure that these things are worth every dollar. I mean, it's a different thing. Either it balances or it doesn't. There's no in between.
Right.
So, you know, the balancing part of it is huge. And a lot goes into making sure that every single putter is balanced. And then we take very seriously how much people are spending on these putters.
Right.
And so, you know, we go as far as we can go on making sure that whatever the end user gets is the best putter money can buy.
What type of work did you put into develop this team that you have, or putting this team together? I mean, you guys are relatively new to golf compared to some other manufacturers out there. I mean, there had to be a lot of hard work to go out there and find the right team that you knew could put together one of the best putters out there.
Yeah, it's been a pretty organic process. So this time last year, I think we had just hired our 30th employee. And we're on 80 now.
Wow.
So it's, you know, it's grown really, really, really quick. Prior to this, you know, massive growth that we experienced this year, honestly, I've spent, you know, the last 20 years mostly playing a ton of golf. I've been in the bar and music industry, so I had plenty of time during the day. And I sort of, you know, just accumulated a lot of friends and, you know, knowledgeable golfers who are sort of off the beaten path of golf industry folks. And, you know, one of the things that I think has made us what we are is that until very recently, I never looked inside the golf industry pool. Mm-hmm. Because we do things so differently that if I had a normal, you know, golf manufacturing ops guy in here, or, you know, golf R&D people, they'd say I was crazy. They'd say we were absolutely nuts for hand balancing every single putter and all this stuff. So, you know, I've got a really interesting crew of folks. We all love each other very much. This is a, it's a, if you ever get the chance to come visit, You will see it as special. The way that we all work together, the way that we trust each other and love each other is a very, very special and unique part of this business. There's no short answer to your question. I mean, everybody in here has some off the beaten path story on how they ended up here. This was not just putting out, you know, Craigslist ads and seeing what happened. Everybody's got a story on how they ended up with Lab.
Oh, that's huge. I mean, you have a team that they want to work together. Like you said, they love one another. They love the product. They believe in the product. They're in it with the same mission and the same purpose. I mean, gosh, there's no limitations. I mean, the sky's the limit, really, when you have a good team like that that works together and are there for the same reasons and is passionate about it.
Totally.
What type of customization options do you have with your putters?
All of them.
Endless.
pretty much. I think, I don't remember what the math was. I think the directed force, I think it's probably more now because we've added some shit, but directed force, I think, had 80 plus thousand possible variations. But sight lines, colors, shafts, grips, certainly length, lie, putting style. I mean, everything. And the website, it's a blast. You just, you know, go to labgolf.com and click on, you know, custom anything, custom directed force or custom mez or whatever, and you'll see all the different options, and they are significant. So there's a lot of them.
Can time be your enemy? You just don't have the time to go take a golf lesson and spend, you know, roughly an hour, hour and a half of your day, not to mention the drive back and forth to the golf course to go take a lesson. Well, I've got a solution for you. I am offering virtual golf lessons that will be extremely convenient for you to get quick tips on what's going on in your golf swing. All you got to do is reach out to me either on my social media handles, which is at GoForthGolf on Instagram or TikTok, or at GoForthGolfInstruction on Facebook. You can also email me at sgoforth@pga.com. Let me know you'd like to get a virtual golf lesson from you, and I'm going to send you instructions on how to do that. It's extremely simple. All you're going to do is video your golf swing down the line, face on. I'll explain how to do that with your cell phone. You'll then email or text me your video. I'm going to upload it into my OnForm software, and I'm going to record a voiceover telling you exactly what's going on with your swing, and I'm going to send it back to you. And I'm also going to direct you on how to download OnForm for free to where you and I can chat back and forth on your golf swing and also be able to upload those videos that you can look at any time and listen to that voiceover instruction anytime you want to. This is so simple. It is extremely convenient, and we can start putting you on the path to improving your golf swing in just a few simple steps. You can do it all from the comfort of your home or as soon as you leave the driving range. I promise you, you want to take advantage of this, and let me start helping you no matter where you are on the planet, no matter where you're listening to this, you can get a golf lesson from me. Reach out to me. Would love to work with you virtually. Let's start getting your golf swing looking great. Let's get you on that path to a better score. And together, let's go forth to that better golf game. The best way to prevent illness, wear and tear of muscles, and deterioration is by using the proper vitamins, supplements, and minerals that you can get from Pure On Main. As a golfer, your main focus is to have fun, right? But you also want to improve your game and reduce aches and pains and injuries. You can enhance your golf game by adding trace minerals to your daily regimen or boost your stamina with Vitamineral Greens. Pure On Main has great options to choose from that also include a fabulous collagen that will keep your tendons and joints lubricated that will help you produce a better golf swing. Pure On Main has two locations. One is at North Main in downtown Greenville, and the other is on Cannon Street in downtown Greer. They have some of the best experts in the field of natural wellness, and they're available 7 days a week to help guide your personalized health journey. They not only carry amazing results-driven vitamins, they also provide state-of-the-art modalities such as massage therapy, foot detox, and wellness consulting. Serving the upstate for over a decade, Their experts continue to take the time to help each individual pinpoint exactly what their body needs to optimize performance and remain pain-free. Go visit their two locations or give them a call at 864-991-2726. Make sure you visit their website at pureonmaine.com, where you can purchase your supplements and learn more about their wonderful, wonderful services. Don't wait. Start your journey today towards living a happier and healthier lifestyle with the help of Pure On Maine. So, listeners to the podcast, I mean, if you've got anywhere from low to high handicappers, if for those that are listening, how would you, what type of, do you have, I'm assuming you're going to have a putter for every handicap range. How would they go about finding the best one for them? Obviously through a fitting, but you know, what does that process look like when they go through a fitting to make sure that they're able to find the putter that's going to suit their handicap range? And then ultimately, obviously the goal is you want to get better, right? You want to lower the handicap. What's that process look like?
I mean, so we sort of like have a pretty anti-establishment view on putter fitting. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go and you do the thing and you get a Quintic or Kepto or whatever, and it's just giving you all these crazy data points. I mean, unless you're practicing every day and you personally know what all those data points mean, it's a lot of information that might not necessarily be serving the end user. And so for us, you know, like our remote fitting, you can do it right on the website. You go up, you shoot a little cell phone video in this very specific, you know, place, and then we give you a spec, a length and a lie, and that's it. And and then as far as like selecting models, they're all, you can't make a bad choice. Every single one of them is going to be better than whatever you're using. I will say the experience of the technology, like how obvious the balancing is to your body, is somewhat directly correlated with the size of the putter. So the directed force, the big guy, is definitely going to be your most forgiving, and the tech is going to feel the most obvious in your hands. And if you are truly a form over function, a function over form player, I don't care if you're a +3 or a 30 handicap, the directed force is the best putter in the world, period. Some people just can't look at it, which we totally get. And so we've packed as much forgiveness and stability into every other one of our models as we possibly can. There's no bad choices. They're all going to be more forgiving. They're all going to help you square the face. I will say historically, and this is changing a little bit just sort of as the global acceptance of our technology grows, better players typically have a longer, what we call the torque hangover period, to where, you know, if you're a tour player or, you know, high level amateur, you've had all kinds of putters, and typically, a good player is very aware of how their putter is torquing, to the point where in some cases they even use it to sort of tell them where the putter is. So it can be a very vague, sort of out of control feeling at first, for some of the better players whose fingertips are a little bit more aware of what's going on with the putter throughout the stroke. But what I have found to be true is that the longer and more intense the hangover period, the greater success is available at the end of that hangover. Those are the people that have really just had massive eureka moments. You look at, you know, like what happened with Camillo a couple weeks ago. I mean, he had a pretty good hangover with this thing, but he believed in the tech. Same with Adam, same with a handful of others, that when they switched away from the torque, they were craving it a little bit. But they, you know, kind of did what I did when I first got mine, which was, because I had a bad torque hangover also. I had a real quick honeymoon, and then I couldn't make it into a swimming pool. And and I just had to remember, like, look, if I'm not starting a ball online, the beauty of this putter is that I know it's not the putter.
Yeah.
I know that putter is trying to go where I'm aiming it. So you can sort of back into whatever it is that you need to do in order to let the face stay square versus keep it square.
Right. Well, you mentioned some guys on tour. It leads me into my next question. Lucas Glover obviously has had tremendous success with the putter, local here to our market. He's from this area, and so we're super proud of Lucas and what he's done. and seeing how unbelievable he has been rolling the ball with your putter. How did that partnership happen? And any other professional golfers that you're experiencing success with, how did that partnership come about? And what kind of feedback do you rely on from these guys?
So Lucas was, it sounds like it came from a few different angles. He works with Brad Faxon a bit. I think Brad had suggested he try a broom. And then a guy that in his camp that helps him out, I think he uses one of our putters. So he suggested to give us a call. But he was like ridiculously uncomplicated about the whole thing, like perhaps less complicated than any tour player we've ever worked with. He's a very laid back guy. He walked up to Liam Bedford, who's our tour rep out there, and said, you know, I'm about the same build as Adam, make me one just like his, and then walked away. That was it. Nice. So we got him the putter, and then as the story goes, I mean, he grounded out himself. We watched some video of Adam and Langer and a few others, and sort of developed a technique that resembles some of the others, but really is his own. I think we all know the rest. I mean, he besides the back-to-back wins, I mean, I think he finished outside the top six once in the previous 5 weeks before he won.
Yeah.
Like it was just absolute crazy, crazy turnaround for his putting.
My son, who comes on the podcast, he works at Golf Galaxy, and he's been telling me how they can't keep your putters in stock. I mean, they get them in and they're gone, especially with the success that Lucas had and being a local guy as well. I think that sort of helped contribute to that. But I'll tell you, the feedback he has gotten at Golf Galaxy has been remarkable in terms of the feedback the players give him and the amount of sales that they've done. So I'm sure that'll make you feel good.
Oh, it's great. And Golf Galaxy has been an awesome partner. That was just this last year that we started working with them, and we're pretty close to having them in all the stores. They wanted to put them in all the stores right away. We just, you know, it was such a huge account. We couldn't accommodate it right away, but we're getting there. And yeah, they're really good partners. And yeah, I mean, that's what we're hearing. The second they arrive, they're gone. So we're hoping to keep that momentum going through the winter here. And you know, and it's fun too, because like our customers are our best marketing.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of going back to what I was saying before, you see a dude putting with a branding iron and you're going to ask some questions. And then when you see them making putts where they used to not make putts, now you're looking, you know, that's now right. You're looking on the website. Now you're going to Golf Galaxy or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, the customers are really doing it for us, and now we've got some partners like, you know, Golf Galaxy Superstore, Worldwide Golf, things like that are helping us spread the word as well.
How do you guys handle your customer service and your support of the putters?
So very different than everybody else. We are all in house, so we do not have sales reps around the country, kind of going to the different green grass facilities or anything like that. It is all done in house. We've got, at this point, I think a half a dozen folks on the other end of the email machine responding to all the questions and, work orders and such. And then, if you're, you know, if you're a green grass facility or a brick and mortar shop or something like that, you gotta come to us. We don't have the luxury that a lot of other companies do to have, you know, these massive sales teams and huge marketing efforts, because we spend our money on the product itself, making it in America and hand making it. I need probably four times the amount of labor that a competitor making the same volume of putters needs. Mm-hmm. We can't be, you know, spending 10% per putter on somebody walking around the country trying to move them. So we've brought everything in house, and it's working, you know. And even though some of the country clubs aren't necessarily used to placing their own orders, they're doing it. They go online and reach out if they have any questions. But for the most part, it's all pretty self-contained.
Sam, if you had to take a step back from the company, all right, and just kind of look at it overall, what would you say, how would you say you guys contribute to the growth and the development of the golfing community as a whole?
Growth is a tricky one. And I would say any contribution to growth that we have is subtle and unintentional. You know, on a more kind of global sense, I personally love to have an impact on growth, and I make an intention about doing so as a company. It's not really the task. The task is to make the game easier for whatever reason, whether that's to make it easier for you to go make money doing it or to have more fun or whatever. So, you know, we're not necessarily bringing non-golfers into the fold with our technology. What I do hope we do is that we keep them there, that we help keep them there, that, you know, like one of my favorite things about golf pre-lab was equipment. I love screwing around with it. I love tinkering. I love reshafting and regripping and bending and tweaking and doing all these crazy things. And these putters are just a whole new world of opportunity to screw around and see what works best for you. And you know, the folks that do it, we very lovingly call them the lab rats. And the lab rats are out there, I think, making the game more fun, you know, with this sort of, I don't want to say cult following, but, you know, we do have some pretty stark raving fans. And so it's just this wonderful little pocket niche that we have that I think absolutely contributes to people staying in the game and makes it more fun.
Yeah. Would you say that's your mantra? Just make the game easier.
Make the game easier. Yes. Not more fun. We had a very long, very long strategy session where we were like talking about our purpose, you know.
Yeah.
First person's like, yeah, you know, to make the game more fun. Next person's like, yeah, to make the game more fun. Next person says, yeah, to make the game more fun. I'm like sitting there biting my tongue, waiting for my turn. And I was like, I'm not saying I don't have fun when I golf. I have lots of fun when I golf, but that isn't why I play. You know, I play for the discipline. I play to watch the ball fly and to watch it go in the hole, to improve. You know, I'm definitely a bit more on the existential spectrum of golfers. And so, you know, making the game more fun isn't my priority. Making me better is definitely a priority. So yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's where it is. And if that makes the game more fun for you, more power to you.
Yeah, no doubt. How about any new product releases or updates that may be coming down the pipeline that you're willing to share?
Yeah, I can't go into too much detail, but keep an eye out in January. We got some stuff coming up that I think a lot of people are really going to like.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
So to get fit, listeners hearing this just absolutely has to go out and get a lab golf putter. The easiest way to get fit, you're saying, is through the website, correct?
Totally. Yes, absolutely. It's like, it's a nothing. You watch a 2.5 minute video that gives you the instructions. You're going to take about a 5 to 10 second video for us. You're going to wait 24 to 48 hours for us to send you your specs, and you just go online and order away. And if you're not comfy doing that, check the website under that same tab under fittings at the top of the homepage. We also have a locator where you can, you know, see what fitting opportunities, live in-person fitting opportunities might be near you.
Nice. How much are you guys expanding in that area in terms of whether it has to be a specific type of facility, like a green grass, or maybe it's a Golf Galaxy type facility? How are you guys branching out into in-person fittings?
Yeah, I mean, we at this point, they're coming to us. So we're not going out of our way necessarily to certify people as fitters. And, you know, our retail presence has grown so much that we actually are currently in the process of like figuring out whether somebody's just a retailer or a fitter also. And we'll have a whole program, you know, associated with becoming a fitter, but, you know, just call ahead and see if they've got the fitting instrument. Again, our fitting is not super intense. If you're doing an in-person fitting, they'll have a putter that has a totally adjustable lie angle on the head and a telescoping shaft that goes from 28 to 38 inches. And basically they're going to screw it and unscrew it and screw it and unscrew it until you're comfortable in making putts. And that's your putter. That's it.
Nice. So listener, where can they find you on social media? What social media platforms are you on? I'm sure all of them, but how can they find
you?
We're
on all of them. Yeah. You just search Lab Golf Putters and you'll find us.
Nice. Sam, listen, I greatly appreciate this time that you've given me today. I cannot tell you how impressed I am with Lab Golf, what you guys do, and even more so after talking to you today, and how you guys do it, your process, how you go about it. And then hearing about your team, I mean, that's huge to me. I mean, and anybody listening, if they can't hear your passion and then hear how close knit of a group you guys are there at that company, and have that, you know, make them feel comfortable with your product, I don't know what else you can say there. I mean, it's remarkable that you guys have put together a team like that and you care that much about it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, go check out. We did a fun video with the Busta Jack guys. They came inside the factory, get to meet a few folks in there and kind of just see the lay of the land. It's worth checking out.
Nice. Again, their website's labgolf.com. Again, labgolf.com. Go check them out. Please go follow them on social media and be aware of all the new things they have going on. Sam, congratulations, man. You guys are doing something very, very special. As a PGA professional, I've seen a lot of things come and go, and I think you guys are going to be around for a long time.
I really appreciate that. It's been a fun ride, and we'll keep it going.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Later.
Congratulations on completing another podcast. I really appreciate you pushing that play button. No matter where you are in this world, no matter what you're doing throughout your day, thank you. And thank you to Sam Hahn again for taking time out of his busy schedule running a successful golf company to come on my podcast and educate me and hopefully all of you guys about how wonderful their putters are. Again, I highly encourage you to go out there and check them out. You heard their website, you also their social media pages. Please go out there and check them out. These putters are unbelievable. And I know you'll not be disappointed if you go out there and purchase one. These things are in huge demand right now for a reason. And again, super, super humbled and appreciative for Sam's time today. Something else that I'm super humbled by is your support in season number 4. This draws an end to season number 4. I'm not going to drop another episode this year just due to the holidays. And I want to sit here and sincerely thank you for your support this season. I posted some information out on my social media pages about the growth that the podcast saw in 2023. And I'm absolutely blown away by it and humbled. Thank you so very much for your support, for your dedication to listening to my voice. And I hope that I have helped you this year improve your game. And not only that, but also brought you some happiness, some joy, and some positivity throughout the year. Please continue to go out there and follow me on social media. I have been posting some videos lately just talking about the mental aspect of the game. My TikTok page is at GoForthGolf. My Instagram page at GoForthGolf. And my Facebook page is also at GoForthGolf or GoForthGolf Instruction. Again, really do appreciate your support. Please go out there, continue to share this podcast with people that you know and tell others about it. And please go out there and give me that 5-star rating on any platform that you're listening on, because that helps me more than I can possibly express in terms of putting this podcast in front of more people who enjoy the game like we do. And just you going out there and doing that or writing a good review helps a lot. So I really, really appreciate you doing that. Maybe somebody that you know that also has Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever you're listening on, maybe pull up their phone during the holidays, say, hey, do me a favor, go out there and rank the Go Forth and Golf podcast with 5 stars. It helps my buddy out. So whatever you can do, I really appreciate. I'm really looking forward to season number 5 that I'll kick back up in January, the first Wednesday in January. So be on the lookout for that episode. And also, I'm going to be giving out the awards at the end of the year, end of season number 4, that I've been promising all year long to some lucky listeners who have gone out there and shared the podcast like I've asked you to all year long. So be on the lookout for that. Again, it's on my social media pages where I will announce those winners of those prizes for season number 4. Until next year, until season number 5, keep hitting those drives long and straight. Keep draining those putts. Keep hitting those fairways. And most of all, get out there and have a great time. Again, thank you so much for your support in season number 4. Cannot wait to bring you more great topics in season number 5. Don't forget to do something nice for somebody today, because again, it makes you feel absolutely wonderful to put somebody else ahead of yourself and do something nice for somebody. And remember, together, let's go forth to a better golf game.
You've been listening to the Go Forth and Golf Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to receive alerts on new episodes. For more information, please follow us on social media at Go Forth Golf Instruction or visit our website at goforthgolfinstruction.com. Remember, together, let's go forth to a better golf game.